Rationale Arts is a registered charitable organisation which aims to promote, improve and maintain public education and appreciation of the arts. And that's the arts in all its forms, like, for example, but not exclusively, dance, music and theatre. And they do this by putting on workshops in all these areas. And one dance type that they found can be of particular benefit to people, and that most definitely includes anyone who's blind or partially sighted, is breakdance. In fact, one could go as far as to say that this type of dance can be of particular benefit to someone with sight loss because it can improve spatial awareness. And before you start thinking that breakdancing is only for the very young, think again. As we here at PSSI Talk discovered when we spoke to Nathan Gearing, creative director of Rationale Arts, it's for anyone with the right can-do mindset. So, to get our correct bearings on this subject, we first asked Nathan to define just what breakdance is.
Breakdance is a dance form that is part of hip-hop culture that basically involves your entire body. So, for example, you can do a lot of movements where you stood up dancing, but a lot of movements also happen when your both hands and feet are on the floor. Your bum can be sat on the floor at some point doing breakdancing. Your back can be on the floor. You can even be upside down doing headstands. So it really is an art form that really does incorporate the entire body. And what's great about it is it gets the dancer used to the floor. So if they're afraid of falling or afraid of making contact with the floor, breakdance is a great way to get used to the floor in a very safe way.
Is it possible? I mean, it sounds exciting. It is exciting as a dance form, of course. But is there a kind of age at which people might think, oh, this might be a bit past me? Or is it just down to an individual's mobility?
It's down to the individual, basically. So, for example, we've taught children as young as like 3 years old. We've taught people right up to their 70s at the Royal Opera House. We taught them breakdance. We've had them upside down doing handstands and everything. So there's no real like kind of like age limit on it. It's just a case of if you have the can-do mindset that, you know, I want to try this out, then, you know, we can cater the dance movements to your mobility and ability level.
As creative director of Rationale Arts, I know that accessibility is kind of at the core of everything that you as an organisation, but you personally also really go for. How have you come up with a new way of looking at breakdance to make it accessible to, and in fact, so it can benefit people with some sort of vision impairment?
Basically, as I mentioned before, with breakdancing, like a lot of the movements kind of like happen on the floor and things. And a lot of people with visual impairment, they can fall and get injured. And so what breakdancing does is it heightens your spatial awareness as well. But there's a certain element of breakdancing known as go-downs, where you learn to go from standing to the ground in a variety of safe ways, but also really fun and engaging ways as well. So my charity, what we do is we teach breakdance as a means of injury prevention and to improve spatial awareness. So it actually becomes like a life skill.
It sounds to me like it's dance, but so much more as well. You're talking about spatial awareness. You're talking about the kind of movement when you were describing what breakdance is. There seem to be a lot of elements to it that can perhaps benefit people in many ways.
Yeah, obviously, like I say, it can increase your mobility. It can increase your fitness. It can increase your understanding of the space around you. But also, because it's a social dance, it can also help to combat social isolation. You know, you can learn it with your peers and, yeah, just have a great time.
And when it comes to the teaching of it, and you were very keen to say that this really can be for people of just about any age, as long as they've got a bit of flexibility in their body, how do you start to approach it? When people first turn up, how do you teach this?
Well, first thing I'll do is I'll just have a quick physical evaluation of what their movement range is. And then from there, I'll just decide what movements will be best suitable to start them off with. And then I'll just teach them by giving like a very simple spoken word instruction, followed by kind of a sound effect. So they get an idea of the quality of movement as well. So, for example, I may say, OK, I want you to crouch down low to the floor and spin. So the sound effect that may accompany that may be... So they get an idea of like how fast they need to spin and what the quality of the movement would feel like as well. So that's how we go about teaching everybody.
Sounds very much like it's tailor-made. I mean, you talked about assessing someone beforehand. That sounds like a really sensible thing to do because we're all different, aren't we? And we all move in different ways. So you tailor it, is that fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. Like, so, for example, with what we've done, we've also worked in children's hospitals as well and things, and we've taught people with brittle bone disease, leukemia, traumatic brain injury. This one young person I taught, he could only move his eyes. He couldn't move the rest of his body. So I made sure we did like a dance routine, which just incorporated him kind of like moving his eyes in different directions. And within that, the specialists were actually able to then help diagnose him more. So they said that by seeing him move his eyes to the intricate rhythms of the music, they were able to know actually this person is high functioning as opposed to being low functioning. And so now we just need to make that brain and body connection with him more. So then that actually increased his recovery time.
That's an amazing story. Dance, of course, has always been seen as something that is therapeutic for the person themselves, just doing it. I don't know, is it the endorphins or whatever it is, but it's something in the body that just kind of feels better because you're moving around. I mean, do you get that kind of feedback from people you're teaching?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it is definitely down to the endorphins moving around the body. And it's always better to be outside of just your brain and make sure you get yourself inside of your body. Because the more you get yourself in your body, the more you start moving. And like I say, even if you've got very, very limited mobility, the more you can start moving, one, the more it'll increase your mobility over time. But two, you know, it just makes you kind of like feel good.
And Nathan, where are you teaching this at the moment?
Currently, we have sessions happening in Sheffield at Concord Sports Centre on a Tuesday that start at 4:45 p.m. and run till 5:45 p.m.
I was going to ask from where you started it in Sheffield, whether you feel it's something that you can take further afield, or indeed, could you train others to train vision impaired people wherever they are in the UK?
100%. So what we've done is we've done a variety of things. So I have a team that I've trained up, so they teach in various areas for myself as well and the charity. We've actually taught at places like the Joseph Clark School for the Blind down in London, the Royal Opera House in London. We've taught at the RNC down in Hereford. So we've taught all over the place, but we've also delivered Zoom sessions as well. So during the pandemic, we started delivering one-to-one Zoom sessions.
I don't want to put you on the spot. It would be unfair to do that. But does that mean that if someone's listening to this and they're a member of perhaps of a social group that might meet up locally, would you be open to at least an approach for an invitation for you or one of your team to travel somewhere to teach this, or at least to hold one session to get people off the ground with it?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we're always open for new collaborations, and where we can, we want to spread the good work that we're doing. And we really want to give people the opportunity to have a positive association with movement and with their bodies and just to have a great time. So, yeah, by all means, please get in touch with us.
So there's the invitation. Wherever you're listening, if you'd like to talk to Nathan and the team at Rationale Arts about having a go at their unique and accessible breakdance workshops, you can contact Nathan Gearing by phoning 07719 317 013. That's 07719 317 013. Or you can email him at Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at Rationale Arts, R-A-T-I-O-N-A-L-E, Rationale Arts, A-R-T-S, all one lowercase word, .com. That's Nathan at rationalearts.com. And full details of what they offer can be found on their website at www.rationalearts.com.